News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass taking good care of us. He's why the podcast page is populated by all our previous interviews. Say that 10 times fast. Yeah, he's why it pops up on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you name it, Spotify. And all the podcasts are there because Rob Center put them there. So we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, I'm glad to say we're going to invite a guest who's been here a number of times back to the microphone. She's Emily Gorski, founder of Mifflinburg-based Dig Furniture Bank and a former leader at the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. She's talked to us about families on the margin for years around here, so we appreciate that. She's turned it into almost some sort of a personal quest, I'll call it, to help families. I don't know what else to call it. What would you call it?
I like that.
Personal quest. Yeah, helping others. You're obsessed with assisting the community. It's crazy. So, well, and you brought another guy with you who is a good doctor around here, works for UPMC. Saw him up in Williamsport until recently, but now he's teamed up with Dr. Robin Spangler's next to you in the hallway there?
That's correct. It's just the two of us in the office. It's relatively new in Lewisburg, but we're going to keep on expanding, and you'll be hearing from us for a good long while there.
Yeah, and this is the UPMC office that's up on Wrights Boulevard, and trying to really make sure that UPMC has an availability down here. Of course, we're in the shadow of the Big G and Evan. That much is obvious to everybody, but lots of folks want UPMC, or for one reason or another, need UPMC, and you're there.
That's correct, and just in general, there needs to be more family care in the area, so we're happy to provide that.
Right, and you are busy. As soon as you walked in, they say, we only have 30 patients today, so let's get started.
I had to make some time for you.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, you carved out. Yeah, you're going to miss the first couple hours of the day. Yeah, thanks for coming in today. So, yeah, there is a doctor shortage around here. Well, let's start out with you, this idea of the fact that UPMC says we got to have more family docs around here. You know, there's wait times for wellness care, and that's what they're attacking, bringing you down here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. UPMC's goal is to make family medicine more available in the area. And it's kind of a goal and initiative across the whole country is to make family medicine more accessible. And it's definitely part of my goal in medicine because with family medicine, you bring preventative medicine and better overall health care for our population and our country.
Well, that's my next question, really. What happens when you and your doc, or in your case, you and your patients sort of develop a relationship? They know of you. They think of you. They think, just like we used to maybe 30 years ago, my doc says this, and they have that personal care physician.
Yeah, that's super important. Obviously, we want to have a continuity of care for patients. That's one of the great things about family medicine. With continuity, you know your patients really well. With an urgent care, it's great that people have access and are able to get in when they need to, but the providers in an urgent care don't always know the patient as well, and therefore they might not know all their past medical history, which is super important when giving care to a patient. You have to look at the whole entire person, and that's how you might find problems that may have been missed otherwise, and really, like I was saying, get that full preventative type of medicine.
Well, yeah, that continuity must be critically important. I get to help take care of my slightly older parents from time to time, and it's so they're appreciative of the fact that they get printouts and so on that say this is what your meds are, this is what you've experienced in the past, and the doctor knew that and reacted accordingly. One of the things we're going to talk more about, Emily, about is making sure that families on the margin are served in one way or another. We've talked about the Alice families in the past, the income limit. Families. In what way is doctoring and or wellness maybe even more important within that family group?
I don't know if we've established this yet, but Emily is actually my wife, and we were attracted to each other because we were both interested in giving back to the community. Both of us do it in our own ways. I found that my role is best served in the medical field. And in the medical field, I'm able to give care to people in all aspects of life, all levels of income, and all situations of their life. And most importantly, I think making sure that we don't cut off certain people from healthcare is one of my goals. And in family medicine, we can do that, making sure that people have access to healthcare. Whether they're on Medicaid, Medicare, or a personal insurance, or through their work, whatever it might be, I'm available for my patients. And I think that should be the goal of every physician. And Emily's, she can obviously speak for herself, but has always looked to help people in a variety of situations as well.
Well, as I mentioned, we're talking to Dr. Nick Gorski and Emily Gorski. She's the founder of the Mifflinburg-based Dig Furniture. We talked to her about, with the Union Snyder Community Action Agency in the past, they used to do simulations, so I would get a glimpse of really the stress associated with poverty then. Plus, I just happened to know it, you know, on my own from my own experiences. So this idea that wellness and or stress and that individuals, families on the margin feel like they're cared for is tremendously important, Emily.
Incredibly so, yeah. So I founded Dig really based on the principle that a lot of people in our communities, which I observed from my employment at Community Action Agency, are living with very little in terms of resources and in terms of things that a lot of us can take for granted around the house. And so as we were helping to house people at Community Action Agency, I quickly noticed that as a staff, we were scrambling, trying to find really important items for families that were moving into housing after homelessness and other various circumstances. So things like couches, tables to eat from and do homework from, beds to sleep on. So all of these items that Dig provides to families who are referred to us really focus on and enhance the quality of life, especially through a term that we in the community are really talking about called social determinants of health. And I think that's really where Nick and I have benefited from each other in having these discussions around social determinants of health, so that, just as Nick said, you know, not only is the medical, the more traditional medical aspect being addressed by families who are on that margin, but also the more social and home aspects that really provide that full circle of health.
Yeah, I don't know how many people this happens to, but it just seems so common around here that you end up with families with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a fire would be one example of that, or a divorce, or we have individuals, sort of second chance individuals coming out of prison sometimes, men or women that come out with not a lot, and, you know, maybe they burn bridges with family and so on, so that's not a big help. But in any event, relieving that stress, Dig helps do that, and Doc helps do that too in a minute, but we'll stick with you. Dig helps do that, the furniture bank.
We do. Yeah, yeah. So we collect furniture and household items from the community. They're all donations. So we, if you come by our place in Mifflinburg, you will see that we are up to our gills in a very happy way with donations of couches, tables, chairs, all the way down to plates and cups and silverware. Pots and pans are really big. We even collect art and home decor so that, you know, the families that we serve can have the essentials, but also more that makes their home reflect who they are and make it a comfortable space to raise a family in. So we collect these donations from the community, and then we receive referrals from mostly other nonprofit agencies. We're also working with churches, school districts, and medical offices to receive those referrals too. So if there's a client that any of these entities are working with, and in conversation they bring up that they are sleeping on the floor, for example, and suffering from chronic pain, they can send a referral into Dig, and we can get them set up with actually a brand new bed that we purchased online and have them shipped directly to the client's home. And all of that is as a result of our fundraising dollars. So we are really, Dig stands for dignity, just the first three letters of dignity. So really what we're all about is instilling that dignity back to people who have been through a variety of crises.
So if you're sleeping on the floor, call Emily. If you're sleeping on the floor with chronic pain, call Nick.
You got it.
They might be associated.
I think that probably would be true. All right, well, we just have a moment left in this particular segment. We are coming back at 7:40, so we're going to, so to speak, dig farther into both of these topics. This idea that you're in a space in a basement in Mifflinburg is one thing, but you're sort of actively looking for more space. What would you need?
We sure are. So we were established in March of 2020 of all times, and so we've grown tremendously in the past 2 years. I myself am shocked daily at how much generosity we're seeing from the community, and we have run out of space in our current location in Mifflinburg. So we are actively looking for a bigger warehouse space to house all of our donations and also invite clients to shop.
How big?
We are looking for anywhere from about 6,000 square feet up. Furniture is pretty big, I quickly learned. Mm-hmm. So a big open space, especially with vertical storage space. Right now, our ceilings are about 6 feet tall, so we don't really have any of that vertical storage either.
Well, I can walk under a 6-foot ceiling.
Yeah.
You can too, but you cannot, right?
I just barely make it.
You barely. Okay, super. All right. Well, we are doing maybe a little bit unusual format here. We're interviewing Dr. Nick Gorski and Emily Gorski. Yes, they are husband and wife within the past year or so.
2 years.
Two years now. Wow. Boy, time's marching on here. So, and we're talking about two things, really. He's a new doc serving up in the Lewisburg area with UPMC right next to Robin Spangler. Everybody knows her, in case you haven't figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily's running Mifflinburg-based Dig Furniture Bank up in, well, it's in Mifflinburg, but it serves the whole area. Her website, digfb.org, dig as in dignity, digfb.org as in dignity, Dig Furniture Bank. And, of course, upmc.com. You can find out where Nick's located and contact him through that. We're going to come back at 7:40, keep digging to this idea of what dignity is and how that is such a big factor in wellness and health care for families on the margin, also critically important.
Sure.
They got a mutual interest in that, and that's a real big common denominator with these two. Not just the matching rings, but the fact that they just love to super serve their community in that way. We'll talk to Emily and Nick when we return.
News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass, and right in the middle of our interview with two good community leaders around here. Emily Gorski's here, founder of the Mifflinburg-based Dig Furniture Bank, former leader at the Union Center Community Action Agency, and I'll say at the beginning the same thing I'm going to say at the end. They're looking for bigger quarters, so if you know of a perfect spot for them to move the Dig Furniture Bank in, what did you say, 100,000 square feet?
Oh, wow. That's generous. we're starting at like 6,000 to 7,000.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got that.
I mean, we won't turn anything down, though.
You're going to fill the entire Sunbury Community Hospital with furniture. So, yeah, that would be too much. Okay. But anyway, you're looking for new digs. You're out, so to speak. You're out in Mifflinburg, and anywhere in Snyder Union or Thelma de Montour that's got tons of space might be ideal. So I just want to get that out so in case somebody can do some little brainstorming there and come up with a good spot. Emily Gorski, founder of Dig Furniture Bank in Mifflinburg, making a big impact here in just about 2 years of operation, making sure that household furnishing and household goods end up in the hands of families on the margin around here. A lot of families end up with nothing. Well, how do families end up with nothing? What happens?
Yeah, so we serve families from a variety of different circumstances. Probably our most popular reason, I should say, is relocation. That's the highest reported reason for needing furniture. And so what that tells us is, especially during the time of COVID, I think a lot of people relocated to our area from more populated urban areas to escape the close proximity of neighbors during COVID. So I think a lot of people came here and left some things behind. And in that relocation piece, you know, we were just talking the other day in our office about how expensive it is to rent a U-Haul and move all of your things. And so if you're on a limited income, that's a luxury that you can't totally make sense of. So a lot of families will just leave things behind or in storage or with other families that are in the place that they're moving from and come to the area to start new.
And so Digg Furniture Bank is meeting that need, diggfb.org. So that's one of our aspects today, this idea of looking for more space, the idea of the fact that Digg is there at all, super serving families around here. And you brought with you your husband, Dr. Nick Gorski here, UPMC primary care physician, now based in Lewisburg. He's up there with Robin Spangler. And you told us in the first part, but I'll ask you to reiterate this idea that they brought you in, but they could bring in a dozen docs and you'd still have this unmet need for physicians around here.
That's 100% correct. There's always going to be a need for primary care. Just the way that medicine works, there's a lot of specialists and maybe not in this area, but they flock to areas of a larger population. So in kind of our more rural settings, it's harder to bring doctors in. And so that's why I'm happy to be a part of this community.
And you talked about the fact that this idea of establishing a relationship with patients, being their doc, not just sort of the urgent care situation, which that's certainly meeting an important need, but this idea of having a relationship, continuity. Of course, you care deeply about your patients, so that's a factor. That's important.
Yes. Ideally, a lot of us family physicians got into the specialty because of the continuity of care. It's one of the things we value. And then also it's how you provide the best type of primary care medicine, because you know the patient well and you can give them the best care that they deserve.
Okay. Yeah. And you know that continuity with folks. And you're going to see them out in the community. You happen to be a Lewisburg area resident, so you're going to see your patients out there, and you can maybe even ask them, hey, why aren't you taking that pill, Bob?
Yeah, I'll try and not confront people and make them feel guilty in the grocery store or something.
You said you would, you know, that kind of thing. So, but it's all in good fun. So, yeah, and so you're up on Wrights Boulevard and just making sure the choices are up there, and with Robin Spangler, so UPMC smart for sending you up there, I think, to make sure that, you know, just more treatment and availability happens around here.
Yeah, no, we're expanding. You know, we might move into a new location if we continue to expand, but probably right in that vicinity. I think they've been looking at some spaces.
Well, Tyler Wagner, one of the outreach specialists up at UPMC, says there's a connection between Digg and the doc, and the doc is you, and Digg's the furniture bank, but you really monitor and sort of have a personal quest to make sure that families on the margin are taken care of.
Yeah, I think earlier Emily mentioned something that's really important and something that we've keyed in on together, and it's called the social determinants of health. And what that is basically other things besides just looking at a person's A1C or like their risk of diabetes or their cholesterol. What we're also looking at is basically their economic status. Do they have the goods that they need, such as like furniture and housing? Do they like their education background, their work, and then also like their connection with their community and like family and neighbors and stuff? All these things blend together and create wellness for the individual. And if you're not meeting one of those needs, then the person suffers. And so health and their ability to achieve health, a healthy type of lifestyle through medicine is important, but also all those other aspects are important as well.
And I think I think back to the phrase hope and change. You've kind of been saying that without saying it as long as we've been talking to you, you know, this idea that when you have people that care deeply, you can help encourage hope, you can help provide change, you can help sort of serve as the catalyst or the accelerant for change in people's
lives.
Yeah,
absolutely. One of our sayings at Digg is there is enough for everybody. And it's really evident in the collection of donations that we have acquired over the past 2 years. There truly is enough for everybody. You know, I drive down the street and I see a couch sitting on a curb getting ruined by the rain, and it breaks my heart because I know of so many people that would love to be able to cuddle up with their kids on a couch. And so it's that just simple notion. You and I may see it as simple, but to families that are without these these luxuries, you know, it's everything to really kind of create that safe home and inspire that hope for especially young kiddos that are growing up and wanting to have friends over and sleepovers. And, you know, there is that, there could be that stigma associated with having that upbringing that, you know, we all look back fondly on as our, in our childhoods, if they don't have the things to in their home to provide that.
Well, you guys are both just fabulous spokespeople for this cause. Let's reiterate, to believe it or don't, we're on the second half of the second interview here. Reiterate what DIG is and how you serve the community, please.
Yeah, of course. So DIG is a nonprofit organization based out of Mifflinburg, and we provide gently used furniture and household items to families who are overcoming crises. So we collect donations from the community and put it into the homes of people who are currently without.
All right. And that's you're looking for donations. You're looking for individuals to receive some of the items. And you're looking for donors of furniture and so on.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
A genuine nonprofit organization, if there ever was one. You
haven't
been
you.
In the black
Thank
yet. But
you.
If you ever are, you send us a note. We'll announce that.
Thank you.
DIGFB.org is the website. Doctor, just tell us real quick what sort of sets your family practice apart up there so folks are 100% clear what you're all about.
So we're a new practice, and one of the things that might set us apart is that we're accepting new patients. So that's a great thing that not all practices are doing right now, and it might be difficult for some people to find a new provider. Also, one of the things that you know, I'm going to try and blend into my practice, still setting it up. I've only been there for a couple of weeks right now, but we're getting everything together, is I would also like to be doing some addiction medicine because I think it's a need in our community and that many people are well aware of. So doing stuff like a Suboxone treatment would be a goal of mine.
Boy, two people here with a heart for caring and for helping in our studios today. Emily, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. So good to talk to you again.
Did you drive? Did you really bring him?
I did drive. He's like, you know where you're going, right?
Thank you. I thought maybe. Thanks for doing that. And it's going to be even easier going back now.
Exactly,
new interchange out there. Emily Gorski, founder of Mifflinburg-based DIG Furniture Bank, digfb.org. I'll reiterate that, yes, they'll take donations of furniture, donations of funding, and, of course, they need recipients of the furniture, too. And they also are looking for new space. 6,000-7,000 square feet is where, you know, so you're into an industrial building, something like that. You're in a basement at the moment, but you'd love to use that just for long-term storage or something and maybe be based somewhere else. And Dr. Nick Nagorski, UPMC primary care provider in Lewisburg, Wrights Boulevard. He's up there with Dr. Robin Spangler, so everybody else in the world knows her, so that is a full introduction. And they both have a heart for caring, and Tyler Wagner was right. They're a great pair with a great interview, and thank you both so much for coming in and sharing all that information.
Thanks,
of course.
Mark.